Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into Commercial Metals Company, ticker CMC, a major player in the steel space. CMC has been navigating a tough cyclical environment lately, with shares sitting around $65 after some volatility. The company posted mixed results recently, but just got a big vote of confidence from analysts who hiked their targets sharply on upgraded guidance. Commercial Metals Company operates as an international steel and metal products business, focusing on production, recycling, and fabrication. Founded back in 1915 and headquartered in Irving, Texas, it serves construction, infrastructure, and manufacturing customers across the U.S. and Europe, with segments covering steel products, downstream items, construction materials, and raw feeds. CEO Peter Matt leads a team of about 13,000 employees, and the firm generates the bulk of its revenue from domestic operations. Breaking down the top line, fiscal 2025 revenue came in near $7.8 billion. Steel products led the way at roughly $3.3 billion, followed by downstream products at $2.3 billion, raw material products at $1.3 billion, and smaller contributions from construction and ground stabilization lines. Geographically, the United States accounted for the vast majority at over $6.2 billion, with Poland and other regions making up the rest. On the earnings front, fiscal 2025 net income dropped to about $85 million, or around $1 per share, down sharply from the prior year as margins compressed in a softer steel price environment. EBITDA landed around $439 million, while operating income was $520 million. The company still managed positive free cash flow of over $300 million despite heavy capital spending. Management highlighted resilience in core segments during the latest earnings discussion, noting that strategic investments in efficiency and capacity are positioning the business for an eventual recovery. They pointed to strong volume trends in downstream fabrication and emphasized disciplined cost control even as input prices fluctuated. Guidance upgrades from the UK-listed peer CMC Markets show how trading platforms can surprise to the upside when volumes spike. But for this CMC, the focus stays on normalizing steel cycles and sustaining buybacks. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets reached $7.2 billion, with current assets of $3.5 billion against current liabilities of $1.3 billion, giving a solid current ratio above 2.3. Long-term debt remains manageable relative to equity, and the firm continues to return capital through dividends, yielding just over 1% alongside ongoing share repurchases. Cash flow from operations stayed robust at $715 million for the year. Our valuation setup relies on an EV/EBITDA approach with forward PE as a supporting lens, chosen because this is a classic cyclical steel name where multiples need to reflect normalized earnings power rather than peak cycle distortions. The model carries high confidence on the primary engine. It puts fair value in the neighborhood of $95, compared with the current price hovering around $65. Key drivers include an adjusted EV/EBITDA multiple of 20.5 times, reflecting steady-state steel economics, a forward PE target near 25 times that accounts for buybacks and modest stability premium, and assumptions around 80 to 90% free cash flow conversion, plus a 2.5% perpetual growth rate. Strengths include consistent profitability, strong free cash flow generation, and a diversified product mix that cushions some cyclical swings. Weaknesses center on margin sensitivity to steel prices and heavy exposure to construction spending cycles. Opportunities lie in infrastructure spending tailwinds and further efficiency gains from recent investments. Threats involve prolonged economic softness, rising import competition, and potential missteps in capital allocation during the downturn. Over the past year, shares have delivered nearly 20% gains despite a rougher recent stretch, with the stock down about 15% over the last month and trading well below its 52-week high near $85. The broader steel industry has also faced headwinds, posting negative returns across most timeframes. For the intrinsic value step, we blend the EV/EBITDA primary output with the forward PE supporting view while applying realistic multiple adjustments that keep the result economically sensible for a commodity cyclical business. That process lands us at a ballpark fair value around $95, well above the current $65 area, and implying meaningful upside if earnings normalize as expected. The gap reflects both depressed multiples today and the model's view that steady-state profitability supports a higher multiple than the market is currently assigning. My take is that CMC looks attractive here for patient investors comfortable with steel cycle volatility. The valuation gap of maybe 30 to 40% offers a decent margin of safety, especially with buybacks continuing and free cash flow staying positive. That said, assumption changes around steel prices or multiples can swing the target a lot, so this is no slam dunk. I'd watch upcoming volume trends and any signs of construction recovery closely before sizing up. All told, commercial metals offers a classic cyclical value setup with improving analyst sentiment and a model fair value comfortably in the mid-90s. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and let me know in the comments what you think of the steel sector right now.